Hello, folks. This is Joshua coming live to you from JobAcon at Cumberland University in Lebanon, Tennessee. And we are fixing to do a roundtable guerrilla podcast with a couple guests from the con and a couple con attendees. So to my right is...
My name is Brooke, and I am currently cosplaying Mami Tomoe from Madoka Magica.
My name is Joshua. I'm from Comedy House Cosplay. I'm cosplaying as Goku from Dragon Ball Z, and I'm best known for cosplay and computer gaming.
I'm Emily. I'm cosplaying Pearl from Steven Universe, and yes, tons of fun so far.
My name is Casey. I'm known as Cheshire Cosplay, and I'm currently cosplaying as Yang Sha Long from Ruby.
Okay. All right, so everyone, so how is everyone enjoying the con so far?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Like not as many people.
Yeah. We call it intimate.
It's intimate.
It's okay. Very intimate here at JobAcon.
Yeah.
I'm having a blast, so.
Yeah.
The food is great. That's what matters.
Yeah, there is one food truck out front.
That guy's killing
need.
It.
Yeah.
So
I ain't gonna lie, that chicken broccoli, whatever it is, that stuff, it was actually really good. That chicken was super tender.
Well, they said they had hot dogs and macaroni and cheese for kids. I'm like, can I have a hot dog with macaroni and cheese on it? They're like, you sure can. Best food truck ever.
Yeah, if that's not a stoner meal, I don't know what is.
Well, that's insinuating a lot there, buddy.
No.
That's because I live in the mountains and I dress like Goku. All of a sudden, I love the reefer.
Like I said, any inane thought that pops into our heads, feel free to say. That's the way we roll. So, all right. So, everything that's... So, how is this con shaping up like other cons have that you've been to? Or has there been anything interesting that's happened at other cons? Because I know me and Brooklyn, we were at MTAC just a few months ago, and we had a pretty interesting coincidence of... A tornado warning.
Yeah. I was in the dealer's room working when the tornado rolled
in, okay.
And not a single person cared. We just kept doing what we were doing.
Well, that hotel, they just, like, I even asked the front desk, you know, what about that tornado warning? The other hotel has everybody going into the basement, and they were like, it doesn't matter. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything.
They caldrops.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
They were like,
see, to me, there better have been a tornado, like, with how cramped and hot it was.
Yeah, because they stuck us off in, like, tulip room E or F, and, like, it was literally, like, shoulder to shoulder, just crammed in there like a bunch of lemmings.
I mean,
yeah.
It was pretty close. I'll be real, like, I was in the lobby, and, like, the rain was, like, just washing the windows. It was...
Yeah.
It was a little more intense. I had just started drinking. Like, I had my drink in my coffee cup, and I was like, I'm hiding this. I just pounded one, and then the second, it's like, I'm like, well, great. That's just what I'm going to hear after I start drinking.
Yeah. Well,
impending doom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the problem for us was that, I'm sure it might have been with you too, but at the Sheraton, like, there was no hurry to get into the room because everyone was just walking down the hallway like a slow-moving herd of cattle. So, yeah, it was weird.
The room didn't care. We didn't do
anything.
We were just like, so, you want this or not?
Yeah.
Before
you
die,
buy stuff before you die.
Special instant discount on Pokemon plushies.
Yeah. All right, well, Cheshire, so what have you been doing at the con this year at JobAcon?
I have done one panel so far. I'm getting ready for another panel. I took some pictures with a couple people and just been hanging out at the table and shopping around and having fun.
Yeah. So what about you, Josh?
We just judged the contest and we handed out some prizes to some fantastic people. I got a panel coming up later where we're gonna force contestants to make costumes out of garbage.
Oh, the iron cosplay?
Yeah, it's like garbage. It's like newspaper and cardboard and tape and banana peels, no. Pokemon cards, yes, which always gets me in hot water. Like, you can't cut up a Squirtle. I'm like, there's 10 millions of them. I'm going to cut half of them up and no one's going to care.
So basically it's stuff that you can fix a 66 Corvair with.
Yeah, anything that like MacGyver would use, we're going to let you make a costume out of it.
So chocolate bars, tin foil, newspapers, glue.
His career.
Oh.
That was cold.
I actually like Richard Dean Anderson for the record. He was in Stargate. I love me some Stargate.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. So, all right. Well, is there anything that's been happening, like, in, you know, entertainment circles that, like, you've watched recently?
Mad Max.
Oh,
yeah. Mad Max. Oh, yeah. I'm so excited about
that. That was amazing. I was really looking forward to watching it. And, of course, I'm on Tumblr, like, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this huge thing about Tumblr, like, Mad Max is feminist propaganda, blah, blah. I'm like, well, now I really want to watch it.
Wait, is it anti-feminist propaganda?
No,
it's
bad for men's rights because the women are so powerful in Mad Max. They're so cool. That's awesome.
Like,
yeah.
If any men survive, then it's not good for, like, current feminists.
Yeah. But, like, all right, my problem is that I had went and saw Ex Machina right before I saw Mad Max, and it made me so indifferent that the entire time I was watching Mad Max, I was just going, yeah, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the thing about Mad Max, I'll jump in on this one, because you can be right. I'm going to press you.
Fight me.
The patriarch is here. Deal
with it. I think that means
she's just like, I do not know where I am. I'm not a part of this.
Time to press some women.
She's just stuck in the middle.
Yeah, she's like, no.
I'll just talk about how much I love Mad Max.
Well, that's where I'm going with this. But, like, for Mad Max, the only thing they CG'd was people onto the cars. When they flipped a car, There was no...
Yeah.
It was old school stunt drivers.
That flames
as a
guitar.
Super cool
that
race car
guitar.
Driver myself, I can respect them.
Yeah.
They can't see the face, but if you can see the face at home.
Yeah, it would totally sold the pit.
I think that I was super, super excited for Mad Max because I just had to sit through Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Wait, that's the second one?
Yeah.
It was
one of those deals like, I'll pay for your movie if you come to this one with me kind of deal. I was like, fine.
Yeah.
Did they pay for the 2 hours life you lost?
No, they didn't.
They didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, after you, like, had to sit through all of it, you were like, damn it, I want my hour and a half back. I don't care about the money.
I
want my life back.
And death and carnage right now. And, of course, where I live, the drive-in right now is playing Mad Max and then Furious 7 right after.
Oh,
so I'm just like, yeah, adrenaline.
Let's be real here. It's Obama's fault.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but
you
all
didn't
right.
go far, no, friend.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Okay.
Obama. Obama.
He will derail anything.
Yeah, apparently so.
It's gonna happen. Like everything that goes wrong, I'm gonna be like, Obama.
Yeah. All right. So, did anyone see the season finale of The Flash at all?
Yes, it's the best show ever.
Marvel.
How is it better than Daredevil?
Daredevil was awesome.
Nothing's better than Daredevil. Daredevil literally took, sorry to derail us here, buddy, but they took superhero shows and just like, here's the new standard, bitches.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much what they did. I mean, because it's better than any show that's been made thus far.
Period.
I mean, the only thing that's come close is The Flash, and that's it.
And, Arrow's really gritty first two seasons.
Right? Yeah,
like,
and
before
that...
Before he went all Not Kill You.
Yeah.
Like, that was really up there, too. But, like, Daredevil's like... I'll give you an example. I'm going to go into an example here on Daredevil. When Daredevil, like, just got jumped, beaten, like, he was totally ambushed and got his ass kicked. His love interest...
It happens every episode.
His love interest came and fixed him and then left. And that was off screen. Had this been The Flash or The Arrow, there would have been a whole, like, crying, like, you can't die, I love you.
Yeah.
But it was Marvel just like, now just have her come in and fix him and get out. I don't even want her in the screenshot.
Yeah, I mean...
What I liked about Claire... is she never really felt like she was just there to push Daredevil's character. She was really her own character, and she left, you know, to do her own thing, and it was okay.
And that's what makes her a better character than the Flash's love interest, or the Arrow's love interest.
Yes.
It's just what makes her a better
Peggy
character.
Carter. No.
Hey.
Peggy Carter, can we please?
Yes.
Hey, I loved Agent Carter. I thought it was great.
Agent Carter? That was so much better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I really enjoyed Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for like the first 1.5 seasons.
Is it gone now?
Yeah, no. They canceled Agent Carter after the first season, which I was just like, why?
And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is still going, but
it's garbage.
Right after the Avengers movie, it just went downhill.
Like, it's not really exciting. Like, they don't have Luke Cage or Iron Fist or any of them just running around smashing things.
They're trying to, like, incorporate the New Mutants. kind of deal, but so, I mean...
And they're trying to bring, like, some of the Avengers from the movies into the TV show occasionally as guest spots.
I get that they want that because I'm a huge Marvel guy. I mean, I have a Hulk and a Doom costume. Like, I love Marvel, but, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did not bring their A-game at all to the show. They should let Netflix have it, and Netflix will make it good.
But, you know, here's the curious thing that I really wonder about sometimes. They continue to make Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I am a fan of, and they discontinued Agent Carter after one season. But they had a giant argument at least 6 or 7 times about whether or not they were going to cancel or not cancel Constantine, even though it sucks. I mean,
I love Constantine. I'm just kidding. It was pretty good. Like, it was a pretty good representation of Constantine. Like, it wasn't terrible.
Well,
like, this is how he is.
Well, the problem
as far as accuracy was concerned.
Well, the problem was is that I had never read any of the comics, so the only thing I had to go by was the Keanu Reeves movie.
Yeah.
And so when I see
it was
when I see a blonde Englishman from Liverpool speaking as John Constantine, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
They're satanic. Whoa, Patrick Swayze. You know, it was a cool show. Like, I only really liked one episode. Like, there was one episode that I was like, I thought was cool. It was the record episode.
Yeah.
Like, that was the episode. I'm like, this is cool. And every episode was garbage, which is, it sucks when you have a friend making props for the show.
Yeah.
And you're like, this show is garbage. And he's like, oh.
It was like, my soul has crumbled and died a little bit.
He's like,
bit.
I'm not going to make any money. Like, you're 3D printing him anyway. You're totally cheating.
What about Suicide Squad?
The movie?
Yeah. What are, like, people's...
I mean,
we've actually had a discussion about that on the podcast, and it's going to go one of two ways. It's either going to just absolutely flatline a tank, or it's going to be decent.
Well, they're trying to coattail all these unknown superhero series. Like, nobody knows about Captain Boomerang and Deadshot.
Yeah,
and you know.
Well, I mean, if you watch Arrow or if you read the books, you know about Deadshot. But if you've never seen any of them,
fans aren't like, it's like Avengers. Like, everybody kind of got their own movie to introduce them to each character, and then they brought them all together for a movie. Suicide Squad's not gonna have any of that. They're just gonna go cold turkey with all these unknowns.
The thing is that Marvel has somebody in charge of their cinematic universe, like, line. To make sure that all the threads are connected and everybody knows, even if they don't read the comics, they're familiar with the characters.
But unfortunately, because
the DC cinematic universe does not have somebody to.
That's because it's owned by Time Warner.
Yeah.
It's because they don't have Joss Whedon. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
The guy who made Firefly could just be like, "This bottle of water is now a superhero, and everyone's gonna love this movie," and it would be done.
Yeah.
Nobody would deny it. They'd be like, "Oh my, that Deer Park, he kills it."
Yeah. And the real question is that if they are gonna have Harley Quinn in the movie in the Suicide Squad,
she is a member of Suicide Squad.
So if she is going to be a member of the movie, is she going to be the Harley Quinn from back in the 80s or from Arkham Asylum or from Arkham City?
It's going to be a horrible monster.
She's going to be like,
probably.
She's, like, everything that Harley Quinn has worked for is just going to be thrown out the window. Like, all the abuse and everything that she's overcome from the Joker. Yes, they're now just going to be like, all right, Joker's little monster, there
Here's
you go.
A girl in a bikini with 2 colors in her hair.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
Harley Quinn, hey.
My favorite Harley Quinn moment is when, like, she's just regularly shopping, and they leave the tag on, and she walks out of the store, and the alarm goes off. She just beats the shit out of the security guard. She's like, I paid for this!
Harley Quinn for president.
He's just like, can I take the tag off?
I really like the episodes that are Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy, right?
It's so cute.
Those two always just feed off of each other.
And they're both really hot. I mean, from a guy's perspective, they're both hot.
From a girl's perspective, too.
Yeah. And then when the only guy on the panel, though.
Well, and then when you throw Selena Kyle in the mix, it just adds a whole other tangent. So...
Megan Fox.
No.
We hate this.
She ruined Transformers. She's not on teenage.
She ruined Skinny Jeans.
The guy from Arrow is going to be Casey Jones.
No.
That's going to be awesome.
Steve Lamell?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
He kills.
I'm a huge Casey Jones fan, but I've never watched
Arrow. Are they
he kills it, though. He
are they rebooting the movie again?
No, it's going to be the sequel to Michael Bay's film.
Oh.
But the guy from Arrow is going to be Casey.
I mean, he's sad, but he's awesome. He is amazing.
Oh, he's a great actor.
I saw his outfit, and I'm like, well, he's grungy, but I don't know.
I mean, did you guys watch Spartacus at all? I mean,
yes.
He matches that level of, like, commitment to his character.
Okay, good.
Good.
I do like Spartacus is now Weather Wizard.
Yeah, Liam McIntyre, he plays the Weather Wizard. That's, yeah, he definitely looks the
nicest
part.
Guy in the world. Like, he took a selfie with me. I didn't even ask. He's just like, oh, you're dressed as me. All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, all right. Well, beyond, all right. With the DC Universe, with the Flash at the season finale, so I'm sure everyone has probably seen it at some point, if you haven't. So, the Flash, oh, you have.
You can spoil it. I don't watch DC. So.
Okay. Ruin her life.
All right, well, the point of him fighting the Reverse Flash, who is from 175 years in the future, basically, he goes back in time to save his mother and then comes back, but doesn't save his mother. And the reverse Flash, his ancestor kills himself.
Wow. That's something. And then Impulse shows up like, hey, guys.
Well, no, it creates a giant temporal paradox black hole over the top of Central City.
Well,
that just reminds me of a robot chicken. See, I'm thinking of Doctor Who.
Really?
Yeah, those paradoxes.
That's what I bring it back to, because, like, the guys, when I was explaining to you, like, after we had done the podcast on Wednesday, we got into an hour-long discussion about this. Because, I mean, if you think about it, if you haven't watched the show, it's basically, if the Reverse Flash's ancestor kills himself, the next 175 years never happens, he never gets born, he never goes back to kill Barry's mother, so that never happens, he doesn't kill Dr. Wells, Dr. Wells' wife is still alive, the accelerator doesn't blow, and Barry Allen never becomes the Flash.
But you gotta think, DC goes off a multi-world theory, and it goes off string theory, so it could say that he just split and formed a new reality that's gonna go this way. Also,
we screwed up the comic books, we're just gonna make a new universe.
He could have messed it up just as bad by saving his mom.
Well,
I mean, there's comic issues where he saves his mom, and it changes everything in the DC universe. It goes backwards, because when you mess up time, it goes both backwards and forwards. Like, you don't just mess up the future, you mess up the past. Like, it's like a pawn.
I did really like the alternate Batman universe where it's Bruce that gets killed and then his mom becomes the Joker.
Yeah, that's one of those. I think that's time crisis.
Bruce gets shot instead of the parents, and his mom goes crazy and becomes the Joker, and his dad becomes the Batman.
That's Thomas Wayne.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
I read that.
Is that the New 52?
I have no idea. I just saw
it's not comics. New 52. It's Infinite Crisis, second edition.
I have to pick that up.
It's I think I'm going to have to pick that up, too.
Yeah,
I think a guy ends up fixing that. In the real version, Guy fixes it. Like, Guy Garrett fixes it in the real version. I do believe.
Like,
I could be totally wrong right now, because I haven't read this in, like, 10 years. But
Well, are there any manga series that y'all read?
I read Sword Art.
Tokyo Ghoul.
I just started, it's kind of old now, but Poon Poon. It's like a kind of one shot, but it's really long, like 150 chapters. But it's really amazing.
And what's it called?
Oyasami Poon Poon.
Oyasami Poon Poon.
Yeah. It's like super,
it's
like
a
sad
really alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
Tokyo Poon Fairy Tale. What's that Poon Poon?
Me too.
I was trying not to go there, but
I was gonna let a lady go there, and then I could follow her down the darkness.
Leave it to Brooke.
Brooke's like, I got you covered, boys.
Yep.
It's super creepy and dark. It's really good.
Death Parade.
Oh,
it's
an
anime.
I've heard about it,
but it is so good.
I'll have to check it out.
It's like a psychological thriller kind of.
I love those
psychopaths.
Like psychopaths,
Psychopaths makes me so happy.
I just started watching Parasite. I really like
that.
It's like Tokyo Ghoul on crack. It's so awesome.
It's awesome.
Everything's better on crack, kids.
Alright, disclaimer. The views and opinions of all those sitting before this table are their own and not a part of the Geeks of the Square Table podcast.
Except for everything's better on crack.
Okay. All right, I've actually...
You invited him.
Huh?
You invited him.
Never again.
All right. Well, I started reading Dead Man Wonderland.
Yes!
Oh!
Yes, you are not wrong.
Yeah, so I read the first book. I just got done reading it like a day or two ago. And I haven't got a chance to buy any of the others. And I haven't watched any of the anime series, so don't spoil. Yeah, but I'm really looking forward to it because I'm liking where it's headed, so... I was actually really hoping that there would be a vendor here at the con that would just have like just shelves and shelves and shelves of like different series.
Not at a con of this size, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't know what it would, you know, be like, because I was under the impression it was like the first year, because I had never heard of it before. So yeah.
That's the description of JDCon.
All right.
Intimate. Are you leaving?
I have a panel in 4 minutes.
Oh.
You better get running.
So, yeah. Well, through. Okay, all right. See you guys. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, now that she's gone, we're going to tell you what she's all about.
All right, feel free to dish.
No.
Yeah. You want to start us off?
No.
Come on, Brooke.
All right, drama llama, let's do this. So, in con news.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Oh, I do not know.
What's your next con that you're going to?
Here, make me a flyer for it.
KaiCon.
Oh,
KaiCon. Yeah, I'm a. I was honestly thinking about going to MagmaCon, but I really didn't want. I didn't want to ride my motorcycle all the way out to Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
Guy question: what kind of motorcycle?
Triumph.
Oh, nice.
Fancy.
Guys
can like. What are you talking about? I know a lot of girls that are gearheads.
We prompted it with guy question.
Oh.
I have an 84 Ducati 650.
Ah, the old 650s. Yeah, I like.
Oh, yeah, like, no, like, it's. They didn't start restricting theirs until, like, 89. So it's just all, like, whatever power the motor makes, that's what you get.
And just pure straight pipe.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a old, like, 70s German, like, military bike. It's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's a Triumph America. It's the...
America?
Yeah, for whatever reason, and I still can't figure this out, is a British motorcycle company decided to name a model of motorcycle after our country.
Mine's probably to mock us.
It makes sense.
I would not doubt it.
No, it makes sense. Mine's a Ducati Japan, so it makes perfect sense.
Well...
Mine's not a Ducati Japan. Like,
yeah. Well, that actually brings up a funny story. A guy that my brother knew.
Okay.
He was doing car delivery services for a dealership, and the car that they were going to pick up, this guy that was riding with him, he was just like, all right, so what car are we have to go get next? And he goes, oh, we have to go get a Mustang. He's like, oh, we're going to go pick up a Chevy Mustang. And he goes,
oh.
And he goes, what?
Yeah, everybody Dodge makes Mustang?
My brother looked at him and just wanted to punch him right in the face.
Maybe?
He was like, and he just went, well, hell, why don't we just go pick up a Honda Charger while we're at it?
Well, let's be real. Maybe he was part of the giant movement of smart people who use Chevy-powered Mustangs.
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of LSX Mustangs out there. Because it's like the best engine ever.
Yeah, I'll grant you that one, but yeah.
And there's no three-valve powered Camaros. Because it's not the best motor ever.
Yeah. All right, yeah. All right, well, these two are obviously lost because they're staring at me like we are here. Yeah, we're not in. Yeah.
I got the Mustang joke. My dad's a Mustang guy.
I
love that.
I'm an LS1 Z28 owner. That's the reason and it is the best motor ever. Like, ever.
Okay, I'll take your report.
I'll let you finish, but that is the best motor
of all time. I'm gonna let you finish, but LS1 had the best album of all time. It went like.
Yeah, so a KaiCon, apparently there's going to be quite a few people that were there at MTAC, earlier this year.
It's a good size con, too. It's like over 1,000 now, easily.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, easily.
That's good. Yeah. All right, yeah, so, well, at least the good thing is that it's actually at a convention center. It won't be in a hotel or,
be a little mindful of your alcoholic beverages. They do kind of keep an eye on that at the hotel because they want you to buy theirs. They don't care if you drink.
Yeah.
They just want you buying theirs.
Yeah. The real issue is that, you know, even at cons, you know, where you're allowed to drink, if it gets to be too rowdy, they're going to start calling in security to deal with
it. It takes a lot
for calling in backup.
Yeah. Cons are inherently so confusing to muggles that we can normally, like, just mimic, like, a fox or something when we're drunk. And like, oh, they're just being anime kids.
Yeah. Well, even so, but when you get a giant conglomeration of geeks and nerds together, eventually hilarity or absolute pandemonium ensues. We all know this. So,
I'm going to give you the number one trick. Buy one drink from the bar, keep the glass, and just fill it up.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah. No, it's half the battle, kids. Other half lasers.
Wow. All right.
So, is there anything that any of you are looking forward to that that's coming out soon, whether it be anime, manga, movies, games, books, whatever, music?
The second coming of Attack on Titan?
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, it's still coming.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Okay, so what's... I never played Kingdom Hearts 2, so...
Okay.
Dish.
Basically, okay, so Kingdom Hearts 2, you're dealing with the Nobodies and Organization 13. And the Nobodies are... They're like, made when somebody becomes a Heartless.
Okay.
And I think it's their heart back. I think that's how that works. And then Organization 13 is a bunch of nobodies who have, like, personalities and who, like, came from actual people. And
nobodies that have personalities. That's a quandary.
Yeah. And so Kingdom Hearts 2, basically you're fighting Organization 13 and stopping the nobodies and all that fun stuff. And then Kingdom Hearts 3D is supposed to tie in between Kingdom Hearts 2 and Kingdom Hearts 3. And so far, Kingdom Hearts 3 is about, I don't know, to be honest. I'm just excited about it.
Okay, fair enough.
I haven't really read much about what the storyline is going to be, other than, like, you can probably play as Riku again. There's going to be a couple more playable characters other than just Sora, and everybody's getting new outfits, which is nice.
Okay.
New outfits are always nice.
Yeah.
New cosplay.
I guess with the Cheshire gone, I'd have to mention, like, Fallout 4 coming out. Because she's doing a Fallout panel right now.
Oh.
And, okay. And I'm hardcore Fallout all the way, too. I play Fallout 3 the 4K texture pack to this day.
Okay, yeah, because I played Fallout 3, you know, at one point, and it just got long and drawn out, and I just got tired of walking everywhere. I was like, can I get a bicycle or something? Like, even a skateboard with shitty wheels would be preferable to hoofing it.
Well, our big thing was, is like, Fallout didn't carry, like, your acrobatics and agility didn't increase your speed.
Yeah.
Like, it would in, like, Morrowind and Oblivion, so you couldn't become, like, a god and just go fly across the land and jump 40 feet at a time, so yeah. It did get super annoying in that sense, and that is one of the biggest things they're saying 4 is going to have is a motorcycle that you can ride that you have to build.
Oh, in that case, I might have to buy Fallout 4.
Yeah, they're like, you have to go around and find, like, the parts as they are scattered, and then you can build. It's going to be a chain quest that you can do probably pretty easily, and you'll get other good stuff on the way.
I just hope you don't actually have to find every bolt and nut, because that will take forever. It's like, do I really have to go all the way across the map to find a couple of piston rings, really?
Well, it didn't make sense with the 80 million bikes in like, Washington, like, you were there in the Capitol Waste, and, like, there's a bike, can I make one work? No.
Yeah.
No, you can't. But they did have proportionate strength, which is a great thing. I had Clover, and she's the slave that you buy, and she becomes your companion, and she just was killing these Hulk-sized creatures, just beating them to death with her bare hands. I'm like, I love this girl. She's just... Like,
if only she was real.
If only she was an actual person, and not just some programs, like ones and zeros. But, like, yeah, he's getting flamethrower. You don't even see her anymore. You see a ball of fire, and then a sword comes out. And she's like, I kill you! Just, yeah.
Wow. All right, so...
Sorry.
Whoa, me?
No, the ghost standing next to you. Yeah, no, you.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm excited for because I'm just too busy looking forward to Colossal Con in 2 weeks.
All right.
So excited.
MomoCon next week.
MomoCon!
See, I'm not going to MomoCon because I spent all my money on Colossal.
All right, so for those who don't know, what is Colossal Con?
Colossal Con is in Sandusky, Ohio, and it's in a resort called the Kalahari, which is a water park, aquarium, zoo.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Basically the best con ever.
Its nickname is Vacation Con, so yeah, pretty excited.
Isn't the Kalahari, like, wasn't that the name of a desert land from the Super Mario Brothers franchise?
I mean, I don't think it's real if it's from 2. If it's from Super Mario Brothers 2, it's not real, because that was all just stuff they made up on the spot and skinned that one game to be 2, because 2 was too hard for American white kids.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't play this, oh my god, I have bullets on the second level! You know, bullet bills just coming at you, and you're like, this is not even fair.
Yeah. Alright, so, other than Colossal Con, like, how many people generally go there?
It's my first year going, so it's going to be interesting. The room sold out, I think they opened them with, like, a week or two? Wait, The room sold out in 4 hours?
Do you know the
size of
the room?
All right, the room sold out in 4 hours.
That's insane.
I was very lucky to get a room with one of my friends who was already going, and all of her roommates dropped out. So, I got their spot. I'm sleeping in a bed, not the floor.
That is so lucky.
Yeah.
It's a luxury when you get to sleep in a bed at a
oh, for sure, because you know? You're cramming 8 people in that room.
I book all my own rooms. Like, that's how I get a bed. I'm like, oh, who's on
the room? I can't afford my own room. We looked at the total bill for that hotel for those 3 nights, and it's crazy.
It's called pay when you stay.
Well, I'm also fairly sure that even with people, you know, booking online, they're just like, bastard Priceline negotiator, you can't negotiate shit.
Yeah. Well, DragonCon sells out in like 30 minutes.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, we were on there, we had our room this year, we clicked confirm and it crashed and I just started crying. I was like, I was at the Hilton, I had the executive level like I wanted.
Jeez.
And it just went, it's just
I'm sure that's...
Fingers crossed that my friends actually got our rooms.
I got another room. I booked the Georgia Terrace, which is like the best hotel ever. Like, I don't want to brag, but it's like 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a private balcony, living room,
and a kitchen.
What do
you need 2 bathrooms for in a hotel?
Because you've got a
DragonCon.
Well,
DragonCon?
You need one to take your normal shower and then the other one to, you know, wash off all the nerd stench that accumulates you as you walk around.
I collect my nerd stench.
So as you walk from the first bathroom to the second bathroom, you've already accumulated nerd stench of them.
Like, I pre-nerd stench all my, like, props. I'll just, like, get my jar out and like, here we go.
It's just a nice thick salve.
Oh, props looking so nice, nerd stench.
It's a combination of, like, Vaseline and mayonnaise. It's like, here we go.
Oh, man.
Just lather it on real nice and thick like Obama.
Oh,
that should be a card for Cards Against Humanity. Nerd stage, right. The combination of Vaseline and
mayonnaise.
How do people, we have to talk about this for a second. I think, how do people have con stink at 8 o'clock in the morning on Friday? How does this even
function? Because they probably had not taken a shower the day before to get ready to go to the con. They were like, no, I'm going to have my stench ready to go so I don't smell different from anyone else.
Josh,
I want them to.
You're talking about pregame and your con stench. Like, that's some serious dedication to being the funky guy on the escalator who makes everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah, because, I mean, unfortunately, you're probably forced to take the escalator because if you take the elevator, someone's going to just kick you dead in the balls and boot you out of it. No, you stinky bastard. You are not allowed in this box.
Or you go in there and everybody leaves.
They'll probably look at you and go, look, unless you have weed, you are not hotboxing this elevator with your stench. Okay? All right. Yeah, that just got awkward really quick.
The views of the host are not the views of the contestants.
Yeah, disclaimer. It's like every now and again, we just need to yell disclaimer.
Elevators are great at DragonCon because like you'll get the Marriott one, and every time someone hits the call button, then gets off the elevator, door shut. Yeah, what can we do for you? Oh, somebody hit the button and got off the elevator. Sure, they did. And they're like, you always want to be like, Dick, I'm telling you the truth. Why would I make it up? What are you gonna do?
Yeah, but
you just gonna hit the drop button? Like, these guys are gone.
Yeah, but unfortunately, though, like, even during, like, conventions that aren't even nerd or geek related, the elevators are so in use all the time that about the only way you can get anywhere is just to hoof it up and downstairs. Because, you know, sit there and wait for, like, 5-10 minutes. It's like, man, fuck this. And you just, you know, bust a line up and down the stairs just trying to get to where you need
unless
to go.
Unless you stay at the chair.
It's DragonCon. DragonCon's like every hotel's like 27 floors minimum.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Westin Tower is 76 stories.
Hell, the National Sheraton, the one downtown, I had to deliver food there one time. And there was a convention going on, and people were just going up and down and up and down and up and down in the elevators. So I'm like waiting at the elevator for like 5 or 10 minutes. And I was like, screw this. So like $80 worth of food I have in my hands, I like speed race up 13 flights of stairs.
People die.
That sounds like my attack of the Renaissance.
Yeah. Like by the time I got to the top floor, I was just going.
It sounded like the Renaissance, like the convention center.
Yeah, exactly.
When Intact was there, they're like, we have 4 elevators.
But we're only going to let one run.
Yeah, which made no sense.
You know you weren't getting on when the door opened and the guy was like, like, okay, I'm going downstairs.
Yeah, it's like, yes, we have 4 elevators. We're going to only allow one to run. yeah, that's a good way to save the ball bearings and the cables in this elevator.
Yeah.
It won't tear anything up.
Still better than the Sheraton at AWA. They have no elevators, or no stairs, rather. You only have to take the elevator.
Yeah, you only have options.
Wait, how is that possible?
It's a fire exit only. Like, you hit the door and it's
lets you out onto the roof or something. It's bizarre.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, you can get down to, like, the ground floor to get out, but it's like, if you go through that door, you set the alarm off.
Yeah.
Like, it's an alarm door.
Yeah.
So there's no... Oh, my goodness.
So it's elevator or fire alarm. Your choice.
You see, the one thing I've never understood is, like, when hotels build their... when hotel chains build their hotels... Why is it that they don't have like a 9 or 10 foot pool on one side of the hotel?
Jump.
So just in case there's no other option to get downstairs, you can just jump from the balcony into the pool.
Well, I think 100 feet plus kills you though. Like anything past 100 feet can kill you.
Well, I think anything past 40, no.
It's 50, like, will break bones, but, like, you won't die.
I mean, it's kind of the lesser of two evils. Do you want to burn to death, or would you rather jump in a pool? Like,
yeah. Or at the very least, they could just, like, put portals so it's just, like, a giant slide all the way down.
I don't want to go into what I think that was referencing. Like, yeah, they should have just bought a pool out on the Twin Towers. People could have just jumped in. Like, it doesn't work that way. I don't think they could have...
What?
40-foot pool.
No, I don't think that would work.
No.
When I mentioned burning to death, I'm like, the only time I ever...
We're talking about a fire.
A convention fire is way less dramatic than that.
What?
Wow, that's...
Wait.
I'm going to read it. No.
Wait, yeah. Here, just go ahead and read it.
There are people on the roof of Intact climbing over from the balcony.
Wait,
what? Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about this.
This Intact was not bad. It's only three stories.
No, you gotta tell this story.
I heard that there's a room or a place that got shut down because people were climbing from the balcony onto the roof.
Wow.
Oh, because some of the balconies were close, close enough.
That's probably why they shut down ours, man. Because like, we were with the staff in the VIP room of their party at like 4 a.m.
You were on my floor. Actually.
Yeah, we were super loud. And they're like, you guys gotta just stop partying. It's too freaking late. And I'm like, it's real dark America. That line didn't sway them. I don't know why.
What? You think it would?
I thought like Intac America was the best line you could use. Intac has the rowdiest attendees I've ever seen. Like, they break things, they puke on themselves,
and don't give a damn.
They don't. Yeah, no shame.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm like, how does a con this size have problems that like Dragon Con does not face?
No, I'm serious. At Intac in the analog gaming room, she knows I was there, in there enough.
Central.
Oh, dude!
Oh, yeah.
I was playing a game of Cards Against Humanity with a group of people at a round table, and the guy sitting next to me had to be pushing every bit of like 300 some odd pounds, and the stench that was coming off of him could stun a horse. It was that bad. I'm like, oh. You know, I was trying not to say anything, but I was like...
He's like trying to hit it with the cards. He's like, stinky ogre.
Yeah, I was like at the ragged edge. I was at the ragged edge of my...
Put you on blast.
Yeah, I was at the ragged edge of my sanity trying not to say anything. But I was just trying to lean far enough away from him where I couldn't smell anything anymore.
He's like, well, there's no good spot in the gaming room, though. You lean over to the right and you get, like, neckbeard smell.
But you know what would really solve this is if every convention could somehow become what's the word? Sponsored. Like sponsored by Axe Body Spray.
Febreze,
yeah. It's and
Febreze.
Like
in front of some deodorant samples.
Yeah, or something. So like in front of every doorway, like it's like if you need to, hit it. You know, get up under them arms.
My girl, Shakari's not my girl, like my buddy. My girl doesn't carry anything. She's pregnant. She's just carrying a baby.
That is definitely something to get.
I mean, she's carrying something.
And I'm sure she's probably looking at her stomach going, make Bond, damn it.
Like, get the hell out of here. But she carries around a thing of White Rain aerosol deodorant. She's like, hey, everybody loves Winter Fresh. Winter Fresh, then? Unisex, hit them when you see them. She doesn't even ask. She's just like...
Yeah, but you know what the funny
thing is? You smell like dick.
But the truly sad part is that even if you could get sponsored by them, you would only need one scent. Fresh linen. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only scent you would need.
I feel like if you were gonna like have like a terrorist style attack on a convention, if it was just like a Febreze bomb. Nobody would think any less of you if you detonated that in the middle of the conflict.
No one would even flinch. They'd be like, oh, if it rings wrong, oh, yeah, fuck you. Push the button, asshole. We don't give a damn. Dude, you ain't got enough hair on your balls.
You got a little shrapnel and you're like, it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
I may be bleeding from my arm, but I smell lemony fresh.
Somebody needs to break into the vents and just put rubber bands on the aerosol cans and just throw them. Aerosol grenades.
Yeah, and just yell, flashbang! Just see people diving into
just
closets.
Mix some Purex in with the sprinkler system and just let it go. It's like, somebody started fire!
And unfortunately, because Purex is 99% rubbing alcohol, people would actually catch on fire.
Hey, it'd be a hell of a good time.
we are raining down burning chemicals. So not only are we cleaning you, we are burning off all the leftover nerd stench. Yeah.
It's like a high chemical clean. It's like that Clark's bleach spray.
Yeah. It's like you may have third degree burns, but your skin will be perfectly smooth and clean.
Because there will be none of it.
Because there will be nothing left. Because you're now Jack Skeleton. We're sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you may look like Dark Man, but you'll be clean.
Neesum. Dark Man's so funny.
I think we just made a reference that they have no idea what
we're talking
about.
Oh, yeah, they're like, Dark Man. Like, no, that's not what we mean. Is it like a drow? No. No. Like a dude, like a mummy, runs around at night, the fedora. Trench coat.
With one quarter of a face left.
And he can make, like, skin grafts, according to the movie. He can make skin grafts and put them on. I think comic, he was just fucked. But, he can make skin grafts that would work for, like, an hour. And then they'd be like...
And actually bubble and boil off.
Yeah.
And it'd be smoking. You'd, like, have to rip it off.
He'd be like, ha! And then it's, like, you know, Two-Face from, like, the Dark Knight. It's
Like the Mission Impossible face masks, you know, that you rip off. Yeah. But the dude was, like, just super strong and, like, felt no pain.
Yeah. I realize my faces have no effect.
He got shot in the hand with a rivet gun.
Oh, he just pulled
With a high-power rubber gun, and had his hand riveted to an I-beam, and he just ripped his hand right off.
Think of a railroad spike. That's about the size of, like, this rivet, because it's made for, like, building skyscrapers.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, screw that.
But for some reason, after that scene, he still had a complete hand.
That's the most her frozen humor can bring to bear. Like, screw that.
It's really cold in this room.
I'm blasting a set of diamond cutters. I ain't gonna lie. I like the way you talk too.
Okay. Even I didn't get that.
Sing Blade.
What?
Sing Blade.
I didn't watch Sing Blade.
You should just watch Sling Blade. I was going to say kill yourself, but it seems like that's a little dark.
Yeah.
You should kill yourself with
the direction this has been going.
Yeah. Like I said, the Gorilla Podcast, any inane thought that comes into our heads. So, feel free. But, all right, so is there anything else that y'all want to talk about? Or?
We can just talk about Dragon Con for like another minute. It'd be interesting. Okay. Yeah. Stories. You been to Dragon Con yet?
Oh, no. Dragon Con stories. Let's
Dragon
that.
Con stories. Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you want to start us off, Brooks? This was your idea to do stories?
It was like a group effort. I think you can go first.
Okay. My Dragon Con story.
Translation, that means she has no idea which story she wants to tell. She needs time.
I'm going to tell one I've told before because it's just that interesting. I was cosplaying as Dr. Emmett Brown from Back to the Future. I don't think I have to explain Back to the Future to anybody. It's not a sexy costume for those of you who are wondering at home.
Sexy Doc.
Yeah, Sexy Doc Brown. It was not that. It was like radiation suit. I had the remote, the aircraft remote control for the DeLorean with all my little widgets on it and my retarded wig that was like all crazy
Fishnets
mad scientist.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very exaggerated. And I see a Mother Confessor, which is from Legend of the Secret or Sword of Truth novels. If you've read them, Terry Goodkind novels are very good. And apparently nobody recognized her at Dragon Con. I was the first
it's hard
guy.
To cosplay from a book.
It was the first. They did a show too for two seasons. Oh, okay. And it was the show version. Because in the book, you don't know anything. I'm going to try and get to the point here because it's a story.
I'm sorry.
I'm on. So I see her and I'm like, oh my God, it's the Mother Confessor. I'm super nerdy about this novel. And she's like, oh, super cool. She's like, you want to be confessed? And confession is like where like basically the White Witch, the Confessor, will confess you with blood magic, which makes you like her love slave. That's the premise behind it. And they don't just do it to... They do it to enemies. They don't just do it to random people. It's like, if you're fighting against her, like, she'll do it, and then she'll use you as a soldier against your own men. So she confesses to me, we take the picture. It's a very intimate act, the confession. And then she puts her hand on my face, and which I was like, ah, ha, ha, she's kidding around. And then she just pulls me in and just slaps the tongue in my mouth. My wife's beside me. She took the picture.
Oh my God. Your wife took a picture?
Yeah, she took the picture of, like, she took a picture, probably took a picture of that too, didn't tell me. Like, I froze. Like, I can't show these people at home, but I froze like a nerd that had never been kissed before. Like, she probably thought she was going to have a stalker for the rest of the con, because I was like, just dead fish mouth. And then she just, like, said thank you and left.
Dad.
And I turned to my wife, who was still there, standing, and she goes, this Dragon Con, suck it up. And just walked off. I'm like, okay then, let's keep moving. I guess this is status quo at Dragon Con, it's okay. I was like, I thought she was going to shoot her, because my wife's a very jealous woman.
But, yeah, but amazingly enough, you got a free pass.
Well, I wasn't able to enjoy the kiss. I went all like...
You just froze.
Yeah, it's not like
I'm not touching her. I'm not tonguing her. I have nothing.
My hands are over here. Yeah.
It's like I ain't touching her.
Like, I would have been like, yeah, I got a free pass if I went for boob and just was like, score. You know, there's one squeeze there, quarter squeeze, side boob. That counts. I don't care. We're going off 16-year-old rules. It counts if you get the side boob.
Actually, that was going to be my story. First year of Dragon Con, I was 16. Oh, and no. I was sitting by poolside. And with a group of my friends, and this dude that I've met at a con before comes over, starts talking, and he's like, you know, just like, let's make out, let's go cuddle, and I'm like, oh, I want to stay with my friends, and he was like, well, why don't you? And I was like, because it's illegal, for one, and he was like, oh, don't worry, the age of consent in Atlanta is 16, just like, right off the bat.
All right,
I was like...
Yeah, all right, how old was this guy?
No idea.
I was 25.
But I mean, was he like, could you tell that he was like quite a bit older than you at the time?
Yes. I mean, he was like mid-20s, I would say.
If you're mid-20s, don't be hitting on 16.
That's what I'm saying.
Not to mention the fact that he even had that knowledge in his head.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just should have made your oh shit a meter just go whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden Josh isn't looking so bad now.
Wait, which one? You or me?
Both.
All right.
It's an open statement.
All right.
I've never been to Dragon Con. I don't have a Dragon Con story.
Any con.
Oh, man. I should have been thinking about it. Oh.
There's no con as crazy as Dragon Con. Let's just be real.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. I mean, at AWA, somebody filmed me and my friend, like, upskirt without our knowledge and put it on a porn website.
Again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I got a message from another cosplayer saying, like, hey, this guy has this channel with all these cosplayers. We're going around trying to find them all and let them know. So I actually had to message the porn website and say, you know, if you don't take this down, I'm going to call the police.
Yeah.
And within the hour, it was gone, but it was still skeevy enough that it really freaked me out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
a bit of a dark story.
Yeah, that's out
I wasn't even going to jump in with my joke on that one. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that was real. It was enough to make me not want to wear that costume again.
People who are listening, shit just got real.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I've been lucky to have really just good, fun cons.
Yeah.
For, you know, my 5 years cosplaying, and that was by far the skeeviest, grossest thing that could have happened.
Well, I think what it might be in relation to that is the fact that most of these guys who do that kind of stuff, they figured out that they can't go to other cons and get away with that kind of stuff, so they're like, ooh, I can go do this at this place and not be as well known. You know, and, you know, still get, you know, get the quote-unquote footage that I want or need. So.
Super. Sorry to bring down the mood there.
Yeah. Hey, but it's real.
Yeah.
I mean, I've told stories, like, not like that, but, you know, stories that are just as messed up as that, and people are just like, there's no way that happened. I'm like, you can't write shit like that.
No.
If you go to a con.
You can't.
And you see somebody sticking their phone up a girl's skirt, you go and you tell them. You go protect
that. Well, yeah, first you knock out said person.
I'm
I mean, cosplayers gotta watch other cosplayers' backs.
Yeah, for sure.
Because there's always gonna be creeps.
And there's plenty of cosplayers that have plenty of sharp instrumentation on them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people who, like, you know, and there's people who wouldn't care, and there's people who wouldn't care. You just don't know. You can't just go around doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you another DragonCon story, which, like, to me didn't matter. Like, to me, I was perfectly unfazed by this, but it was completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, I was in my Goku outfit, not the Super Saiyan version, but the regular version. It was the first year I wore it at DragonCon. And, you know, apparently, I don't know why a big foam head with a smiling face was, like, catnip to ladies, but apparently all the drunk girls loved it. Because, I guess, just Goku from their past.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of girls were kissing it and stuff. And I don't care. I can hit it with some Clorox and clean it up later. It's not a huge deal. It's foam. But, like, we got this one picture. And I have the picture on my Facebook page because I think it's hilarious. But one girl, like, literally just, like, went in for a handful of the goods. And, like, there's the picture.
Whoa.
And I didn't know what to say. You know, I was just like, ha-ha, Goku's apparently smiling because there's no other expression I can make with that face.
You could have turned the head up and down. Just like,
we just attempted to make, and like, you know, like, to me, like, I wasn't like phased mentally by it. I just moved on to the next thing I was doing. I thought it was weird that somebody just thought it was okay to grab some tackle.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to call it. Dangly bits.
Family jewels.
Family jewels. Like, I got plundered straight pirates. Like,
well, you know, all right, something like that happened. Kind of, something similar to that kind of happened to me. All right, when I was down in motorcycle school, this girl who was staying in one of the hotels, you know, because she couldn't find an apartment, so, you know, a lot of the people from the school just live at, you know, the local, you know, kind of, you know, run-of-the-mill hotels and just pay their rent that they got to there. Well, she wanted to go riding on my bike with me one day. She had never really ridden on a bike before, and I was like, okay. So she gets on the bike, and the first thing she does, instead of, like, grabbing me over the top of my shoulders or putting her hands around my waist, she puts her arms around, like, around my hips and just grabs both hands as much junk as she can.
Wow.
And I was just like, well, it's nice to meet you too, but you know, but you know that you can, like, just hug me around my waist, right?
She goes, can you at least take me to dinner first?
Yeah. Yeah, she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, what are you sorry about? I don't care. I mean, if you want to hold me there, that's all well and good.
She's like, no,
just
cough.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor. You look like you might have scurvy.
Yeah. It's like, wow, I just got a medical exam and I didn't have to drop trowel or anything.
She probably could have got away with it too if she told me to cough. She'd be like, cough. I'm like, oh, okay, this is routine.
Yeah, it's like, nice to meet you. All right.
I have a very firm grip.
Yeah.
I would also say that I didn't know if they were hot or not, so I didn't know if I was okay with it. Let's just be real. I didn't know.
Could you not see them?
I mean, they came up on me. I was kind of drunk in the head too. Let's be real about it. It was
kinda
DragonCon.
Drunk, yeah.
I was kind of drunk in the head. Like, you can see, but like, it kind of came from the side. And it was like, there was almost like a line to get a picture with Goku. It was weird.
It's like, yeah, a line to get their picture with Goku. It's like, how many times are people going to grab my junk?
Well, it's only the one. Like, it wasn't like a train of like, let me get the left one, you get the right one.
This just turned into a Cards Against Humanity stories version.
That's just DragonCon. It gets crazy. I had Will Wheaton come up to me. Some guy hugged me from behind, and I was, like, ready to be like, okay, what's going on? And I turn around, it's Will Wheaton. He's like, doom! I'm like, you have just, where's your handler? He's like, I'm like, okay, you're drunk.
Wow, Will Wheaton?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was in a good mood. I love Will Wheaton because I watched Tabletop.
Yeah, like, so do I.
His Tabletop show, and I was just like, and I crushed him at Solo Jatan, the Star Trek version. I just crushed him.
Yeah. Just a couple of weeks or about a month or so ago, I got a Betrayal at House on the Hill.
I
love that game.
I guess
it is
that's
awesome.
So fun.
I have Small World.
Is that it?
That's
there it.
He found the big grabber.
Oh my god. That is hilarious.
Oh, she is just, my gosh. She is really
just
getting in there.
She is getting all
of it. Look how low it is. So it's like, yeah, ladies, that's what's going on.
I mean, it's like, you hate to eyeball it, but it's like 2 seconds away from, like, taint area.
Like, one was just like, I'm going to kiss him on the cheek. The other one's like, I'm going to.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to get me a handful of something.
But I don't know about, I have Small World and Lords of Waterdeep here with me.
Oh, you do?
In my car.
Oh, dude, all right. Yeah, do y'all, like, after this, want to play Lords of Waterdeep?
What is that?
It's like the best game ever. Yeah. It's a tabletop game.
Yes.
All right, so since you've watched, I just hope we don't get into an orgiastic owlbear situation.
Oh, yeah, orgiastic owlbear situation could be blamed for the arcane mishap. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
You do missions, but then, like, you can start stringing them together to make a story, and they blamed the orgiastic owlbear situation for the arcane mishap.
but all right, so who hasn't played Betrayal at House on the Hill? All right. Anytime people like have not played it, but they ask me what it's about, there's only one way that I can explain it, and every time I do, they're just like, oh, that sounds awesome. You know, because then they want to play it. All right, this is how I explain it. It's like,
so now I know that it's not awesome.
No, it is.
Oh my God, is it awesome? You don't know who the bad guy is.
Yeah, there's always a traitor. Generally, there's always a traitor. And you have to have at least three people to play, but it's awesome.
Like, you play different scenarios.
Yeah, there's like 50 different scenarios you can play, and you can never play the same game
twice.
But
you don't know which one you're playing until like a certain point of gameplay.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like the movie House on Haunted Hill mixed with the board game Clue.
Ooh.
See? Told you.
I was the Asian kid the first time that I was the betrayer, and like I was in a scenario with no help. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I have one hit point. Good luck killing me, guys. I'm not terribly the tough target.
The first game that I ever played of it, the guy who had the best items turned out to be the traitor.
So you just
he had the Amulet of the Ages, which was basically like the Infinity Gauntlet. And he had the lucky Stone, the Angel's Feather, and I think like the Revolver or the Spear. And he already knows what I'm talking about. So he was just like super beast. There was no chance we could kill him. So yeah, and like me and his wife, who was my partner, trying to beat him. Mm-hmm. Like after two or three rounds, we were like, "Man, that's it. Fuck it. I forfeit. You win. I don't care. No,
demons win today.
demons win today."
Owlbear situation blamed.
really. Yeah. All right. But like, are there any games that y'all are like looking forward to playing like at any time in the future?
I mean, I said Fallout, but apparently that wasn't a popular.
I mean like a board game.
Oh, I mean like I want to get Fortune and Glory really bad.
Oh yes,
it's just $100, so it's like you got to kind of space that. Well, these games are serious.
Yeah. Well, the problem is that from what I understand from because I go to a specific comic book shop and they've told me like they'll make like a certain amount of the game when they put it back into production, and then once they get to a low point, they will like almost double the cost on the game. Like, so instead of like $50 or $60, they'll charge like $100 or $120.
I think Fortune and Glory is always $100 though, because it's such a big game. Like, it's so much stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot of stuff in it, but I didn't think
it's super
like
complicated too. Like, it's not one that I can plop out Fortune and Glory. We have a reasonably coherent game.
Like, yeah, it would almost take like what, like 2 to 4 hours to play. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, because there's like three different ways you can play it.
That and Oh Shit Bears. It's made by the same people who make Castle Panic.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, like, you roll to see if you're a camper and you get killed by bears or not. You're like, do I get killed by bears?
Okay. Yeah, but
it's actually like Oh Blank Bears, but you know they're saying shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the video of Dread?
Yes.
I want to play that just like how they played it.
That's the one where like you try to get less popular, right? Like you try to be as least popular as possible, right? That's the one.
More or less.
Like you want to be like you don't want to be liked.
Well, no. What Dread is like? All right, Dread is like almost like an RPG, but there's no real dice rolling or anything involved. It's just a storyline. Now that it's not in production anymore, but you can like go online and download a PDF and print it off for free. Now the way that they were doing it on tabletop is they would go around the table like we are. And Will was the DM, and anytime someone had to make a check to see if it passed or failed, what they had that tower of Jenga, you know, the game Jenga, and like every time they would just pull a brick out of it, and then like if someone was trying to make a check and the tower fell over, their character died.
Oh.
So it was like a pretty interesting way to play it. So
I'm gonna plug in something here, but I have a couple family friends who actually make tabletop games.
Oh,
they're called
the
Rather Dashing Games. And I'm just going to show you a couple of their stuff. They have this one. Their newest is Ninjas, Pirates, Ninjas, Robots, and Zombies, which is kind of like a card game. And you have, like, each one. It's kind of confusing. Dwarven Miner and Four Taverns. Those are kind of like RPG as well, but you like, build items that help you further in the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're like cardboard games.
It sounds like oh my goodness.
Cardboard games.
It's like a super version of
cardboard games.
It's like It's like a super version of Catan they invented that, like, you basically, like, just do stuff and things happen. Okay, explained well. Done. Nailed it.
Yeah, so you do this thing and then these things happen and...
I just make kids the whole time. Like, you can just put two of your citizens in a hut and they'll make a baby.
Stone Age.
Stone Age, there we go.
Yeah.
I'm like, make babies.
Yeah. It's like, I'm just a baby breeding machine.
They're like, you gotta feed all these babies. That's, they're like, well, let's get these babies out and hunt.
Yeah. But, alright. So, any board game that you're looking for?
Not so big on the board games myself. I'll play them if I've got people playing them. I'll join in if they need an extra player, but...
Tartuffe.
Yeah.
No, that's not very nice. So rude.
I just can't let you on a Tartuffe.
Although my friends recently got me to play Munchkin, which I thought was adorable, and I love it.
Munchkin and apples to apples are the best thing ever.
So oh, angry at Munchkin.
It's like, I love the elves, because you get that level every time you help somebody. I'm like, I'll help you out!
You need help?
I got your back, bro!
Wow, we've been in here for an hour.
Well,
really?
Yeah, we've been recording for an hour.
Like and subscribe to Kami House, otherwise the Batman will come for you.
All right, so how about a roundtable of final thoughts? So, Brooke, go.
Final thoughts of what?
Anything.
Of the world.
Ew. Oh, I don't know. All right, lodge codes.
Yeah.
You
can say fuck the Nazis for all of them. It doesn't matter.
Does that mean you're a Nazi?
Yeah, you support Nazis?
Yes. With my brown hair and my brown eyes.
You got a blonde wig on. That's what you're trying to
do. Remember, kids, stay magical.
Aww. She's a magical girl. She's cosplaying mommy.
Magical lesbians.
Whoa. That's me and her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not actually.
Okay, I was from that. I mean, wait, what?
In the shows, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
Question everything. Everything your parents say, just question it.
Why?
Just because.
All right, Einstein.
Bill Nye the Science, Josh.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of something wise.
I feel like we're going to sing like
Nightmare. Cosplay is cool. Everybody should do it.
Yeah.
But it's not consent.
Yeah,
but it's not consent.
Yeah. I guess my final thought is if parents are getting annoyed that all their kids are wanting to read is comic books, get off their back because at least they're reading.
Yeah.
And get them graphic novels.
Yeah, graphic novels are definitely better, especially for the monetary value. So.
Yeah.
Or an omnibus.
Yeah, or an omnibus, which pretty much is a giant graphic book. Not a novel, but a book.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everyone, that is Joshua and guests at JabeCon. So we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.